Well, hello and welcome to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy, and you are invited to join me each week as we have business's best leaders share their story, all to help you win the battle for business each and every day. We do it right here on the Profit Express. So thanks for being on board. Thanks for listening today. Now, while you're on Facebook, you can follow me and the show on the Profit Express page. Give us a like, a share, a thumbs up. Let me know what you thought about today's show. Guests you'd love to have on. I will work personally for you at getting those guests on. And Twitter, you can follow me and the show as well, of course, on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being on board. Now, imagine, if you will, a group of people whose mission is to empower you to take action toward your passion. That's right. Now, I know this could have been a huge resource for me when I started my business and radio show, but it wasn't there, but they're here now. Now, imagine not having to go it alone. Instead, having a community of like-minded people who are here to help you grow the ideas and projects that you believe in. Well, you don't have to imagine, because my guests today in studio are some of the most enthusiastic and passionate people I've met in a while, and their mission, get a load of this. Their mission is to create a community of creators, thinkers, coaches, storytellers, innovators, philanthropists, musicians, comedians, friends, and supporters collaborating to grow the ideas we all believe in. Wow. I know I'm speaking to you. I know the light bulb just went off. You say, hey, finally, there's a group just for me. Now, today's guests are Ryan Costello and Kenzie Ferrara. They're two of the founders of Movers, where the mission to inspire, educate, and provide resources for people to do what they love together. Now, beyond that, another key component that we're going to be discussing today is they're looking to also help prevent the mass exodus of young talent leaving Long Island by helping to create more opportunities for them to thrive right here. So it's a real privilege. It's a pleasure to welcome aboard the Profit Express the Movers themselves, Ryan Costello and Kenzie Ferrara. How are you?
How's it going?
Good. Thanks for having us.
No, absolutely.
Glad to be here.
It's funny. So I started my business 20-some-odd years ago. The show is over 11 years. These kinds of things, these incubators, think tanks, they didn't really exist. I mean, so I would have loved to have had one, but you guys are here now, and you're doing some great work so far. And, you know, we've had a few conversations off air, and I can't wait to kind of share not just, you know, your mission, but your passion for what it is you're doing and some of the great things from a marketing perspective that you've done to kind of get that message out, which is fun and creative. So we're going to get into that for sure. So for everybody who's listening, for the comedian, for the artist, for the musician out there, how did Movers come to be? I'll throw it out to you guys. Ryan, yeah. What do you got?
Well, in high school, I had this idea called Get Your Music Noticed. And the whole concept of the idea was to create a platform for musicians to be heard that were underground. Mm-hmm. It started off as just a YouTube channel, and once a week I would share different artists, and it kind of started picking up traction, and I had over 5,000 subscribers before I went to college.
Really?
Yeah.
And are you doing this while you're in high school?
In high school, yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I ended up not carrying on with it after college, but right. A lot of those ideas kind of developed into what is now Movers. And the biggest, I feel like, problem for not getting it out there was I didn't have a team of people. And I didn't have a team of people that either supported me or could help me develop this into something that was bigger. So it kind of just plateaued, and I felt like I was getting more busy that I couldn't, you know, stay focused on my studies. So it was hard to balance that. So when I actually graduated college and was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, I met up with my cousin Matt and my other co-founder Steve, who has been a childhood friend. Mm-hmm. And we were like, hey, let's do something exciting. Let's create a community of people where, you know, there isn't a lot, like, because there's so many times where people say, I have an idea. And then they try to work on this idea, and then they do nothing about it. It's just something that they say. And so we wanted to create this community where, you know, ideas don't get forgotten, and we could kind of come together and, you know, work on them together. And so in the beginning, it was just a concept, and then we just kind of started talking about it and getting it out there and telling people about it, and we met such interesting people that were also in the same boat. They also had ideas that they felt like they were just keeping within and didn't actually share to the world because they didn't really know how to take that first step. And so that was kind of the big idea of Movers, was to take that first move, is to, you know, come together. And sometimes it's just a little motivation on, you know, other people saying, hey, you should do that. That's a good idea. You know, sometimes we get stuck in our own head. So
you know, it's funny that you say, you know, it started as an idea. All great things start as ideas. Okay. Whether it's a product, it's a service, it's an app, a song, right? And, you know, on the Profit Express, I've often spoken about this, and I have this like underlying frustration that I know that there are so many, whether it's an entrepreneur, whether it's an artist, and they have that idea. And do they talk themselves out of it? Does family, you know, the negativity of family talk themselves out of it because they don't have the support group of the community? And we'll never know, but like how many, you know, great movies died with people, you know, or great books or art, whatever it is.
Right.
So the fact that you guys are here, I mean, you know, your whole mission plays perfectly into the Profit Express, obviously. So it started as an idea. You kind of got, you know, you kind of met capacity. Okay. So then you kind of reached out to family and friends. So you was in high school that the idea first came to you. The platform was YouTube, 5,000 people. So now let's fast forward it. The Movers idea itself, how long has that been in existence?
I would say about, I think 4 years to date. Just recently, I think around January was when we, back in 2000, was that 16 or 17? It was right after we graduated college.
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah, we've been doing this for the last 4 years.
Awesome. Now, Kinsey, what's your role?
So I just recently jumped on board full-time in August. I've always been around the idea, obviously, because they're my family, but, you know, always believed in them, but could never, you know, find the time because I was stuck in my studies, and I did end up graduating this past November with my MBA, went into a corporate recruiting role. Thank you. And it just wasn't, you know, what I love to do. I liked helping the students, but I wasn't passionate about telling them that you have to go to school if that's, you know, not what they wanted to do. If they were more creative, or they were that person who had this passion and were being pressured, like you said, by parents or, you know, teachers to go this traditional route, I didn't feel comfortable telling them, yeah, you should be, you know, in college, when really I knew their heart was somewhere else. So it was hard for me to sell, you know, the school I was working for when I didn't really fully believe that that student should be there all the time. Not all the time, but, you know, certain students, you know, it's not their route. So when
you could tell after a conversation, some it was right. Others.
Exactly. And, you know, just the pressure of being in the role I was, I couldn't tell them not to come to where I was, you know, promoting. So it was a little bit of a moral, you know, conflict I had within myself. So when I jumped, you know, I left that job and I jumped full time into Movers in this past August. And I mostly do like operations, organizational stuff for them. I am very big into analytics as well. So I kind of got them to show from our projects, you know, we are making impact. We are making a difference just through data. Everyone loves proof. So
the deliverables.
Exactly. Yeah. So I would definitely say more of an admin, organizational role, operations, you know, keeping them on track, I would say, because they are very creative.
Great, you know, sometimes left to their own devices.
Exactly.
You know.
So they always had, like they said, all these ideas, and no one put anything on paper, and I couldn't understand why.
Really?
So when I got there, I kind of wrote everything down. Yep. Got them organized. You know, we were able to talk about Movers a lot more, you know, in a way that made sense to people, rather than, oh, we have all these crazy ideas, and it didn't make sense as to what exactly we were doing until we organized it into, okay, we have this nonprofit side. This is what we really want to do. So,
Well, it's funny because, you know, in my network, you know, whether it's business associates or it's friends, you know, lots of people do have great ideas. And, you know, we all have that friend, maybe it's a family member, who's been talking about that idea for years. Okay, you know, what are you going to do?
And haven't put any action
towards it. And listen, we all know we could take action, it could fail. You know, that's part of the roll of the dice. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, it's a community of creators and thinkers, coaches, musicians, comedians. So then I know that somebody, those titles that I just mentioned, they're listening right now. Okay. So why should, you know, an aspiring comedian think of movers as a resource? So they think, okay, great, this sounds really interesting. So how can these folks help me?
I mean, I think it's like, I'm going to take it to the music side just because that's my background.
Sure.
But as a musician, you want to perform with other musicians because that's how you make it. It's, you know, you can't do this journey alone. You know, you have to, you know, put yourself on a bill with other people that you like their vibe and work with them. So I think a big thing is, you know, we have a community of these comedians in the same sense, where I think just talking about their stories and the shows that they're playing and just kind of hearing from each other, like, there's something about growing with each other that is so, you know, powerful that, you know, when you do something alone, you can only get so far. You're going to need to be with other people that are doing it. So I think it's one, it's like that peer mentorship is, you know, pushing each other and, you know, collaborating together on, you know, maybe different shows or whatever it is. But specifically in Movers, we actually have a collective of comedians called Buffoon Comedy, and they do shows. Their like tagline is they're serious about being stupid, and they
I love it.
Yeah, they do a bunch of shows in like speakeasy around Long Island, and they do these like underground comedy shows. So they're definitely a good source to go to if you're a comedian.
So it's very much obviously from what I'm hearing, you know, I'm not the artistic type, but so whether it is a comedian, whether it's a musician, the fact that you guys can, you know, I don't want to oversimplify, but like you're hanging out together, you're, you know, kind of sharing, you know, your music, your act, whatever it is, you're getting that collaboration.
We
right?
call it brain blasting.
Brain blasting.
We
I like
just
that.
Kind of shoot off ideas to each other, and if something sticks and we both are interested in something, whether it's two comedians or a comedian and a musician,
right.
link together and create, you know, a unique event with music and comedy together. That actually did happen with our Buffoon Comedy and another person in the community, Live Mike Music.
Right.
They ended up collaborating just because they had this similar idea. So it's a lot of just, you know, like you said, hanging out and talking, but it also, we put action towards it after we talk about it. So that's the difference.
Well, you know, it's hard because, you know, if you're in, let's face it, if you are the musician or you're, you know, looking to write a book or a movie, you know, and you don't clock into, you know, the 9-to-5 job where you have people to your left and right and cubicles around you, you know, it could be a lonely kind of existence. And then after a while, you know, how does that impact your creativity? You know, how does it impact, you know, your confidence in all of this? Which is, you know, it's so key. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Prophet Express. In studio, we have the Movers themselves, Ryan Costello and Kenzie Ferrara. And why this is such an important show for you to be listening to is you have that idea. You know, you've been kicking around that idea that, you know, keeps you up at night, inspires you, just makes you feel great when you tell somebody about it, but you haven't taken action yet. So if you don't take action, nothing's going to happen. And these are the people who can help you get the confidence you need to take that first step, if you will. Again, guys, thanks for being on board.
Thank you for having us.
No, absolutely. Now, this is kind of interesting. So when I started in the business, this wasn't around. I mentioned that earlier. And a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, kind of approached it, you know, I don't know if it was just like type A personalities, you know, I can do this on my own, blah, blah, blah. And I had that mentality. And I, you know, I got, you know, my rear kicked a lot because there's so much I didn't know. It just took 20 years to figure it out. You know, Movers can help you kind of, you know, fast forward that. Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So it seems to be like a more popular idea today in the last few years of collaboration, of community that didn't exist, when I was starting. So do you think it's more of a generational thing with millennials perhaps and Gen Z that your idea is blossoming?
I think it's something that should have always been around, but I think the older generation especially, you know, they were in a different place sometimes. I think they were more focused on survival and trying to do the best they can for maybe their kids or their children. And so they were in this different world. And now with social media, you know, we're able to connect with each other quicker and easier than ever before.
Right.
So I think it's just that alone. It's, you know, we're in a world where we want to communicate more, and we want to find ways where we can help each other, where before it was very much in the household. It was very much, I got to do whatever I can for my internal family. So I think it is a big part generationally, but I think it's also important for our generation to instill those values in an older generation, because times are changing, and I think they're changing for the better. I think we are in a very progressive society, and I think that there's a lot of good that can come out with, you know, not necessarily always trying to compete to survive, but to collaborate, to thrive together.
Yeah.
Well, I love what you just said. Unfortunately, it just hit me. I think I'm in the older generation. I think that's the realization I walked away with. But hey, it is what it is. You know, it's funny. Now, is there a physical location that you guys have? I mean, how does the collection of people come together?
Yeah, so a big part of Movers is we're always on the move. So we wanted to kind of, just by nature of how we started, we didn't have many, you know, resources and funds in the beginning. So we currently still work out of Ryan's basement apartment.
Oh,
so
I love it.
We call it a tiny office. But we often do Movers meetups all around. So whoever wants to host one and showcase their space, or if they want to pick a certain topic, we allow them to open up their space and we'll bring our movers to you. So just for example, let's say we have, one of our people in the community is a vegan storefront they have that just opened up. So we proposed the idea to maybe do a movers meetup there. That way people are showcasing, you know, your brand and your food, but you're also getting to meet all these cool people and finding new ways to collaborate for your brand, either finding an influencer or finding somebody that could help you as well. So we don't have one physical location. We kind of like that it's open and we can pop up these meetups wherever we go.
Right. So we're still bootstrapping.
Yeah.
Right. Which is great. Listen, billion-dollar company started in basements.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in good company. You know what I'm saying?
That's what we're going for, billion.
You have time to stick around?
Yeah.
Of course.
Awesome. All right. So this is the Profit Express. In studio, we have the movers themselves. And, you know, with movers, they're shakers. And they're shaking things up. And that's why we have them here. It's Ryan Costello and Kinsey Ferrara. I got that right?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And it's about community, and it's about you having the confidence and knowing that there are resources and people out there who will believe in your idea and help you to take that first step, which is so critical, because without that first step, the idea dies with you. We can't let that happen, so don't go anywhere. This is the Profit Express.